This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Sleep disordered breathing is a term for a group of conditions that can interfere with normal breathing while people sleep. These include snoring, mouth breathing, and sleep apnea. Sleep disordered breathing can do more than just leave people feeling tired the next day. It can also affect people's health. In children, the effects may include behavioral and emotional problems. In a new study, researchers asked parents about their children's breathing from when they were babies up to about age 6. The parents also answered questions about behavior at ages 4 and 7. The study involved about 11,000 children. Karen Bonuck at the Einstein College of Medicine in New York led the study.
The central finding overall is that sleep-disordered breathing is associated with a 50% increase in adverse neurobehavioral outcomes.
Those problems include hyperactivity, aggressiveness, and problems relating to other children. Ms. Bonuck says, the more serious the breathing problems, the more serious the behavioral issues were likely to be. Other studies have linked sleep with children's behavior, but this study was extensive enough to reject other possible causes. The study appears in the journal Pediatrics. An estimated 1 child in 10 snores regularly. A smaller number suffer from other sleep-disordered breathing. How well do you sleep? A popular belief is that sleep gets worse with age. But in another new study, those who reported the fewest problems with the quality of their sleep were people in their 80s. Researchers did a telephone survey of more than 150,000 American adults. Michael Grandner at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School says the original goal was to confirm that aging is connected with increased sleep problems. The survey did find an increase during middle age, worse in women than men. But except for that, people reported that their sleep quality improved as they got older. At least, they felt it did. Mr. Grandner says, even if sleep among older Americans is actually worse than in younger adults, feelings about it still improve with age. The findings appear in the journal Sleep. In the study, health problems and depression were linked with poor sleep. Also, women reported more sleep disturbances and tiredness than men. But based on the study, Mr. Grandner says older people who are not sick or depressed should be reporting better sleep. If they are not, they need to talk to their doctor. They shouldn't just ignore it, he says. Nor should their doctor ignore it. He says healthcare providers generally dismiss sleep complaints from older adults as a normal part of aging. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Jim Tedder.